Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Jesus said today, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Do not be afraid. I was reading a commentator who said, if we weren't anxious or afraid today, we don't know what's going on. Do not be afraid. I saw some statistics. Do not be afraid. 54% of Americans are afraid of getting into a car accident. 53% are afraid of having cancer. 58% are afraid of inadequate Social Security. 49% are afraid of not having enough money for retirement. 65% are afraid they will have no health care when they get older. 35% are afraid they'll get Alzheimer's disease. 52% are afraid of being victims of gun violence. 73% feel the country's in the wrong direction. Do not be afraid. What's Jesus talking about? Do not be afraid. But it seems there's a theme through the whole Bible. We hear over and over again, fear not. Do not be afraid. When the children of Israel were leaving Egypt and they came to the one side of the Red Sea, and the other side they see the dust in the air, and they hear the hoofbeats of Pharaoh's chariots coming at them, and they thought they were goners, God said to Moses, "Stand still, fear not, and see the salvation of the Lord." When the teenage girl, Mary, was approached by Gabriel saying, "You will bear the Son of God," she was afraid. And the angel Gabriel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God." When their shepherds were watching their sheep at night, and all of a sudden these angels came and the sky lit up, and the angel said, "Fear not, for to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." We all have fears. That's part of life. I mean, growing up, I had a lot of fears in the late 50s and early 60s. Russia had the bomb, we had the bomb, and we were afraid of thermonuclear warfare. In 3 years, 500,000 bomb shelters were built in those days. I remember in Elwood City, where I grew up, they had, when you walk in, they show you they could build this in your backyard, a bomb shelter. Joan's dad was a civil defense warden in Franklin Park, and they had so many wafers and crackers, so much water, but then only so many people could go in. He had to close the door and keep some people out. Remember, anybody remember duck and cover? You see the flash, you duck and cover, and then you get vaporized. And then we had the Cuban Missile Crisis, and we had this close to the end of the world. I mean, fear not. Fear not. What's Jesus talking about? Anybody here ever never been afraid? Because I want to be you. Jesus says today, fear not. And what do we read about in the Gospels? Jesus went to pray, and the disciples are out there in a boat. The Sea of Galilee, if you've ever been on the Sea of Galilee, Joan and I were there once in the Sea of Galilee, and it's night, but there's mountains are here. So if the wind comes up, it gets really rough quickly, and so they were in these rough seas, and the waters are white caps, and afraid of capsizing and drowning, and then they see Jesus walking on the water, and they think they see a ghost, and they're screaming out. They're afraid. Sure, they're afraid. And in the midst of all this, Jesus says, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And then Peter, he recognized it was Jesus. You know, Peter, he gets enthused. He doesn't really think. He's a very spontaneous kind of guy. He said, "Is it you, Lord? And if it's really you, tell me to come out in the water. No, I'll come out." And Jesus said, "Come." And Peter gets out, and he starts walking on the water to Jesus. The dynamics of God and Jesus Christ is amazing. But then what happens? Peter starts getting realistic. There's waves, there's white caps. And so he sunk and he starts to sink. And he cries out, he knows who to cry out to. Jesus, save me! And Jesus reaches out and pulls him up and says, oh, why do you doubt? You have little faith. You have little faith. Why do you doubt? You know, you look at the waves, and there's a lot of waves. And we have a media that likes to get you all churned up and all nervous so you can tune in over and over again and scare the heck out of you, because then they make money. What good news you tell two or three other people. Bad news you tell like 13 other people. I mean, bad news sells. But Jesus says, peace, be still. Don't be afraid. There was a little boy playing in his yard. And there was a painter, and there's a painter's ladder. And a little boy, he saw the ladder, and he starts climbing up, rung by rung by rung. He's over halfway up the ladder. And the painter looks down, and he sees the little boy. And he knows the little boy looks down. He's going to be terrified. So he says, hi. And the little boy has a big smile on his face. He's looking up at the painter. He says, come on up, come on up. And the little boy is... And he said, come on, yeah. And it was very calm, and he was very, very confident. Come up, come on, you're doing great, come up. And finally, the little boy gets to the top of the ladder. The painter gets a hold of him, takes him safely to the ground. We all have fears. We all have times when we are anxious. Sometimes we wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, and we have this anxiety and don't know what to do. Jesus says, take heart, it is I. Don't be afraid. When you look to Jesus, I mean, the great masters of the faith, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, Martin Luther, Thomas Aquinas, St. Augustine, they all said, start your day, the first thing before your feet hit the ground, with prayer, with reading the gospel, reading the psalm, and listen for the, in all this circumstances, the still, silent voice. Because God's there. Jesus is already there in the mess, calling you to a new perspective. I mean, in the circumstances, it's a great word, stance and things around you. Things around you sometimes are fun and they're wonderful, and sometimes they're scary and horrible and make you sick. But how do you view the circumstances? Or better yet, with whom do you view the circumstances of your life? Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. Take heart. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ is Lord. As we focus on Jesus and know that in any situations, even the one that seems the most God-forsaken, Jesus is there. The thing is to remember this, to turn around to Jesus, to face Jesus, and know in Him there is peace that goes beyond understanding. In Him, He says to us already, peace. Do not be afraid. In the world, you will have problems. But take heart. I have overcome the world. The focus on Jesus Christ. Let Jesus be with you. Know Him. Be filled with Him. Know His strength. Receive His word, receive His sacrament, and then live your life. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.